Welcome to the GodShow.us Daily. Tonight, one comfortable assumption hangs up the gloves. It spent years telling you that direction equals destiny, that away was winning, and back was the count of eight. Tonight, it climbs into the lights one last time. One question, many traditions. Your assumption's retirement match starts now! The engine.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project. One question, 15 wisdom traditions every day. Find today's question, ask your own, and discover your personal belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, does going back to where you're from count as belonging there, or just as proof you couldn't make it anywhere else? Now flip it, ask it backwards. If staying away would have proven something, what exactly? Proven it to whom? The inversion reveals that the whole question is a courtroom and someone else is holding the gavel. So who handed them that gavel? And does going back mean you lost the case? Or that you finally stopped showing up to trial? Christianity doesn't even wait for you to finish the question. The prodigal son's father is already running down the road before the son lands his rehearsed apology. The ring goes on a hand that still smells like pig feed. That's the tradition's whole move. Belonging isn't an achievement you earn by staying away long enough. It's the thing that was always already true. The far country couldn't erase it. Failure couldn't confirm it. You can't unbelong by leaving.
That's a very specific kind of belonging, though. The kind someone else is holding for you. Most people going back to their hometown are not being met at the end of the driveway. They're unloading a U-Haul alone while their mom pretends not to look out the window.
Which is exactly where Judaism and existentialism split the room completely. Judaism, specifically the Hillel side of the argument, says a place is yours if you are still needed in it. Not if you conquered it. Not if you escaped it. If the bread on the table is lighter when you carry one in, and there's this detail, someone hands you a cup of tea before you finish asking for one. That 3-second recognition, that's not failure in a hometown's clothing. That's the face itself. Existentialism hears that and says, no, that warmth is not belonging. You chose this town again with full knowledge of what it costs you. The choosing is the only belonging that has ever existed anywhere.
Judaism says, look at what already knows you. Existentialism says, look at what you're choosing. Those feel similar from a distance, and they are completely different engines. One is about recognition. One is about authorship. If you're the kind of person who finds comfort in being known, you're going to feel Judaism in your chest. If you need to feel like you decided, existentialism is your tradition.
Taoism barely shows up to the debate. It just says, wrong question. What does the valley do with rain? The valley doesn't audit where the rain came from or whether it tried the mountain first. It receives and something grows that couldn't have grown on the exposed slope. The hollow you've been calling a failure is the hub of the wheel. Buddhism makes a stranger move. The river doesn't return to the mountain. It arrives somewhere the mountain no longer is. You left. The place changed because you were part of it, and the person walking back through that door is not the one who closed it, so the question has no stable self to answer it. Mr. Rogers is somewhere in the middle of all this, I think. Putting on the cardigan every single day, not because he was stuck, but because he chose it, eyes open.
The Stoic answer is the coldest and maybe the most useful. Whether you returned because you failed or because you chose to is a fact only you hold. And even if you failed, failure is not the measure. Stop handing the gavel to people who weren't in the room when you made the decision. That's the tradition just staring you down at the farmer's market stall, weighing the peach in its hand, saying, you know exactly what this is worth. Stop asking the other shoppers.
Epicureanism is the one that actually sounds like relief. The bread is the same bread. The street corner holds the same light. You know which neighbor will wave and which will not. That's not failure dressed in familiar clothing. That's the unnecessary desire for elsewhere finally going quiet, and the necessary thing, which is a table where you are not performing, coming back into view. Cynicism agrees on the diagnosis, but adds, the fact that you want someone to tell you returning is dignity, not defeat. That want itself is the trap. You're still asking the crowd to verdict you. Taoism puts fruit on the scale and doesn't flinch at the number. The valley doesn't explain the rain. Tomorrow's question is already sitting in someone's chest, waiting. Bring it to thegodshow.us, and we'll see what 15 traditions do with it.
Welcome back to the retirement match. And folks, the assumption did not go quietly. It threw a left hook. It claimed the crowd. It had a whole speech ready about ambition and distance and what forward is supposed to look like. And then Judaism handed it a cup of tea before it finished talking, and it sat down. If you want to keep the daily question coming in 15 languages, free every single day, find us and support the show at thegodshow.us. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using typeset.us. And thanks to dyorkmusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. The assumption has left the building. The valley is full of rain. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.